What is going on, people? This is Elder Tenchi. Tonight we got my boy Gorilla with me. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. How are you, man?
I'm all right. Welcome to basically your second time here. That first time, I apologize. It didn't go so well because we lost the freaking file.
I know, man. I was so heartbroken, and I was trying to put my, you know, best behavior on the first time.
Best behavior, sure. Right. Nah, he was with us during a recording session one night. He was doing his very first podcast, and I ended up losing the file. But you know what? We're going to make up for it by having him in Otaku Labs. And for those who don't know what Otaku Labs is, it's basically a place for me and my friends to nerd out about everything anime, manga, the occasional live action, anime news, anything you could think of in the otaku spectrum. So we're just going to, I know we're in 2021, but we're going to do a little bit of time traveling back to 2020 to talk about this gem that I just finished watching that I wish I had watched when it first premiered. It was number one in Japan. It had a lot of people, especially in this community, talking, and that is Alice in Borderlands. So it was suggested to me by my sister, his wife. You know, they were like, listen, you guys gotta talk about this. It's epic. You gotta have an episode about it. And I'm like, okay, let me watch it. And okay. So this is based off of a manga the same name, and I only vaguely know about it because I think a friend of mine is actually collecting it. I was not prepared. I'm gonna be 100% with y'all. I was not prepared to watch this. But what made you, Gorilla, check this out?
Well, I was looking for something to watch on Netflix, and I saw this one. And I was hoping it was in English, because if I was watching it in their own language, I'm like, nope, skip it. But no, it was in English. And what was so fascinating was the first of it, the episode, that they catch my eye. It was like three best friends hanging out. That ranges from the ages of 19 to 25.
Mm-hmm.
That's my take. I don't know if that's the correct one or not. But all of a sudden, they go to a bathroom stall. Then from there, everybody disappears. So I'm like, okay. So there's the only three survivors, and what's going on? So after the episode keep progressing, and I'm like getting more into it, then when I finally got to the games, I'm like, okay, so this is how it's gonna go.
Can we talk about these games, please? Because that had me at the edge of my seat on certain episodes.
Yes, certain games are like much worse than the first one. The first one was Game of Luck. That's what I'm calling it.
Mm.
But the thing is that the fifth girl that joined in, it was like she was tricked into going to this door, and I'm not going to spoil it for the people who didn't see it.
Well, you know what? It's been a few months, so I'm gonna issue a full-fledged spoiler warning. If anyone hasn't watched it yet, go check it out and then come back and tell us how you feel about it. But I'm going to issue from this point on a spoiler warning. So go right ahead and do your thing, man.
All right. So spoiler is already been in effect. So I'm going to say it. The first girl that goes into it, she dies. Yes, she does. In a way that was so messed up that the other girl was the one who tricked her.
Can we talk about the personalities here, please? The three best friends range from your gamer nerd to your very very timid guy, but also has sort of a dark side, to your playboy who works at a bar, who's doing things with the boss's wife he ain't supposed to be doing. And
He's also a fighter.
He's also a fighter. Oh, like he's a straight-up fighter.
He's a straight-up fighter. So I don't know how these three guys got together and be best friends.
It looks like they were best friends since high school. Like, they might have been a little older, but they always had each other's backs.
Yep.
You know, like based on what we, you know, we saw throughout the, you know, throughout the show, you get a little glimpse of what, you know, of what it was like, you know, what it was like for them. And I have to say, yeah, that was a brotherhood, because apparently people in their life outside of the core, you know, outside of their core friendship weren't really there for them, you know? And I think that right there was sweet. It was sweet. So when they first are introduced to these games and see that basically the world looks like the first scene off of Walking Dead.
Yep. Like the people disappear. They might be waiting for zombies to come and attack them or something.
Right.
But the thing is that every game has consequences.
Right.
So if you see the first episode when they go to this building, the kid is phenomenal. The way that he could
figure out the puzzle.
Not only figure out the puzzle, figure out the width and how much is the distance on the building before they go in.
Yeah, because he's a straight up and down gamer. So much so that he has analyzed every game and cliche he's ever played. And it's kind of like, I'm like, is he having his Rain Man moment? But he's not really like, for lack of a better word, slow or anything.
No, he's a genius, but he just keeps it to himself.
He just keeps it on the DL because he doesn't want to be bothered. He just wants to, you know, game while his dad is like, oh, you're, you know, embarrassing our family. His brother comes in like, you messed up your own interview.
See,
like,
but the thing is that the way that he is, and if you see like, throughout the show, is he's like that because his mother.
Right.
He had a better relationship with his mother mom. Than with his father.
Right.
So that's why he's like...
He's closed off.
Not closed off, but he's like to the sidelines.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to be like the men in his family.
He just want to like have a good time and, you know, live his the way he want to live it.
Right.
That's how I picked that out.
Oh, that's a good observation, because me, like I said, I was trying to analyze these characters like I would if I was watching if I was watching an anime. Like part of me was like, I wonder what made them want to make this a live action adaptation as opposed to an animated adaptation. Not to say it was a bad thing, but you know, I was just curious, you know, because there are some things that get adapted from manga or other sources that don't have an anime variant. They just have a live action variant. So I wonder why they went straight to that. But hey, it's all good to me. But when we get to the actual playing of the game, and he figures out how exactly it's being played, and we're introduced to these two other female characters, one that's basically cannon fodder, you know, and the other who has her own tragic backstory.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I'm looking at it like, okay, the way this kid's brain is working, I wish I had his kind of, you know, his analytical skill. Because, like you said, he was measuring the room with his feet. He was, he analyzed the map. The map.
See, but the thing is, he already analyzed the building.
The whole floor plan.
Yeah, before he got into the building. Then when he got to the elevator, that's when he noticed the map.
Right.
From the map, he noticed how much is the distance and how is the layout of the whole building.
Mm-hmm. It's hilarious because what...
I know, that's what I said. There was a car in front of the building.
And what ultimately saves them is him remembering his dad's car,
mm-hmm.
and what that, you know, and what type that was, and how it is, you know, and how it's sitting, you know, how it's sitting outside the building and going from, you know, from alive, dead. Okay. Every other one is a trap this time around. This one is fine. The other one isn't. But
see,
also,
that was a little confusing when I first watched, episode?
Yeah.
And when I first watched it for the first time, I was confused because it says live or dead.
Yep.
You gotta choose a door. So if I was being with them and playing that game, I would choose live.
Right.
I never choose the dead one because you don't know if you're going to be dead.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I forgot her name, the banker seductress character. She was like, okay, listen to me, you have to choose live. But she was, you know, but she was obviously wrong,
mm-hmm.
right? And that was the whole thing about, you know, about the trick. It was but how extreme these get, like filling up with gas,
deadly gas,
and
then pushing the girl to open the door,
mm-hmm.
because that's what she did. She
manipulated the situation.
Yeah. Then the girl, well, she couldn't take it no more. She chose the life, and she got killed by a laser in her brain.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they found out to go to the dead one. But there was a little twist because they find out that the girl was trying to, you know, use everybody else for she could survive.
Mm-hmm.
And they caught on to it, and they cut it off, and they tell her, no, you open the next door. So this time, you're going to open this one. And she's like, I can't.
Why not? You were so gung-ho about it before.
Exactly.
You know?
She was like, no, you open this door. Go ahead, open it. We're going to die. Let's go, open it. But when it's your turn, you're like, no, I can't.
But that just shows the pressure. Because originally, I was like, okay, what is her deal? Because it shows, and we were just talking about this during dinner. This is basically, yeah, obviously, game of survival, right? In those types of situations, not saying that it would be to this extreme, but say it would be like something like this or The Walking Dead. What would you do if you were the one being asked, you only have 10 minutes, choose? Who are you going to let live? Who is going to, you know, who's going to die? And what are you going to do when this is over? You know?
Yeah, that's... hope to God that I don't come down to it, but
yeah,
if I would choose like who lives, who dies, it depends on who like do me wrong past.
like it's crazy.
like holding a grudge. You're like, yeah, you're gonna die first.
It's crazy because, like I said, while watching the first couple episodes, I'm at the edge of my seat because of the way that this was, you know, portrayed. And don't mind my refrigerator. When the way that this is portrayed and the fact that we're still in the middle of a serious pandemic, I think that's another thing that had me a little on edge, you know, while watching this. But I was able to...
Hold up. I'm going to cut it off right here, but did your refrigerator just whistle at me?
Maybe.
I think that's strange. You tell me not to watch your refrigerator. I'm trying to ignore it. Then he goes, wee, wee, like whistling towards, you know, pay attention to me. Like, I got your snacks here, bitch.
I think that might have been outside the window, to be honest with you.
Oh,
I think
okay.
That might have been like somebody's car or something.
Oh, yeah. That sounded like a car. It sounded like a whistle.
The whistle, I think, was coming from outside. It wasn't coming from the fridge.
Okay.
What was coming from the fridge was the kind of like... pounding sound. I think that's ice in the ice maker. But that's it. You know, if you hear it again, then we'll say something.
I was about to say, because I've got no snacks in your refrigerator today.
I do have some snacks.
I know
snacks
you have your snacks. I'm talking about my snacks. I don't have it in your refrigerator for it. It could like, hey, I'm over here. But going back to this,
yeah,
we got a sidetrack because I got distracted about the refrigerator.
Squeaking.
Kyle, trying to keep it PG-13 here, man.
Squeak, squeaky.
Trying to keep it PG-13. You give me the ammunition.
It wants you to eat it. Okay.
Going back to this TV show. From all this that we've seen on the TV show, being the edge of our seats and the plots and twists and... who is this? Who is that? How is from all of this? Who's your favorite character in that? Because I already got mine.
I gotta cut this out, but I gotta get the characters' names. Because my favorite character, actually, besides the main, was the girl, you know, the girl who has a history of climbing mountains with her dad.
Uh-huh.
That was, she was my favorite character because she was the real survivalist. You know what I mean?
Mm.
She would, you know, like she, and while she was not as like technologically inclined like the, you know, like the main, like the main character and his friends, she had, you know, she has skill, you know, so
not only skill, but she has common sense too.
She has common, yes, she has common sense. What I did find interesting though was how analog tech worked, but the, you know, but our, you know, but our you know, modern stuff didn't work because of the, because of the chips that were in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at least they had, you know, at least they had a shot. In some cases, they barely have anything but their wits. In this, but in this case, at least they had the analog stuff to rely, you know, to at least rely on.
By the phones?
By the phones, the radio, the walkie, you know, the walkie-talkies, the...
That's another thing that I didn't understand.
Yeah.
Because the walkie-talkies they use has a chip.
Not the same type that you would get in modern-day stuff. Like, not the same stuff you would see in a phone or a TV of today. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, because I was kind of confused on that one.
So, like, say where you use, like, a set of walkies from the 80s and 90s. They're built differently.
Yeah, but the way they were showing in the show, it was like not the new models, but it was like it looked like it had a chip on it.
Mm.
But it could be like for back in the day or something like that.
Yeah.
But you don't believe it was, who's my favorite character from the whole show?
Who?
The guy with the sword.
Oh, why? Because we like when I saw that guy. I saw him all over the promotional art. I thought he was going to be, you know, he was going to have a bigger part than he did. But his backstory was very. When we finally get to, you know, get to see and show and see where he's at, I was like, I bet there's a lot of people out there who feel like him.
You know? There's a whole lot of people.
There are a lot of people out there that feel like him.
But the thing is that he's not my favorite because of his backstory. He's my favorite because the way he became, that character and the swag.
Yeah.
He has when he was walking.
Mm.
And he's like ignoring everybody, just looking around, like see who's the enemy, who's not.
Because who can you trust in this situation?
Exactly.
You know?
He was one of my favorite characters. And another spoiler alert. There was a man that changed like a woman that is born as a man.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. They went that way, but
hey. I couldn't really tell at first because number one, we were watching the dub, right? And you could tell from the voice that they picked when you first see them, you know, in the dojo against their father, it sounds like a kid or a little girl, you know? Like, even though she didn't really have any speaking lines at that time,
mm-hmm.
certain things, it just sounded, then later on when her dad had that freak out, I was like, wait, are they trans? You know, because I couldn't really tell. But also, the name was Hikari, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Hikari.
Hikari means light. And every time I would see someone with that name, it would be a girl. So part of me was thinking, okay, did she start out as a boy, or did her dad just want a girl, does not want a girl, you know?
No, he was born as a boy, but he was feeling like he was a girl.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, all right.
Yeah, so, but in those times, and that era is like, it's not acceptable.
Oh, yeah, but it's but, you know, it's like, I knew what, her dad did not need to freak out that hard, though.
No, he did not.
He did not need to freak out that hard.
He didn't need to kick him out of the house either.
Like, come on, over this? How, you know,
just a lipstick, man.
But it wasn't even just a lipstick. It was, they had a whole.
I know, he had a whole.
They had a whole set. You know, they had a whole set.
Like trying to train for the movie theaters or something, you know, to be a makeup artist or something.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, he wasn't, like, they weren't as strong as, you know, as you want them to be, but maybe they have other skills, but dad's set in his ways.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, kid gets kicked out of the house, doesn't see mom until way later. She seems like she's a lot more confident, and mom's got...
She got sick. Her mom got
sick. Yeah, they don't really tell you what she has.
No, but the thing is that she got very sick, and probably she didn't have that much to go, so... Mm.
And now a quick word from today's sponsor.
Don't believe in ghosts? This book might change your mind and steal any hope of sleep. Paranormal author Eve S. Evans introduces a brand new spine-chilling release, True Ghost Stories of the First Responders, available on Amazon today. First responders with any real-time, on-the-job, believe in ghosts. Their experience events they can't otherwise explain. Same with other professions that deal with injuries, accidents, deaths. Police officers, firemen, 911 operators. They've seen the worst that people can do to one another, and they'll all had brushes with the unexpected. Told from the perspective of everyday people, every single tale between these covers is 100% true. Think you can explain them? We dare you to try. If you delight in ghostly books and materials, feel free to also check out Eve's podcast, Bone Chilling Tales, to keep you awake, for weekly true paranormal creepy stories, available on Apple and all major podcast networks, and is also available on YouTube as a narrated animated experience. So please check her out.
She went to visit him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I say she because that's what the transformation started.
Yeah.
And she had the operation.
Yeah.
Chest size, because we see the bandages.
Uh-huh.
And her mom accepted her
for who she is.
Yeah.
I mean, I think is she already accepted from jump, to be honest with you.
I think from the get-go, yeah.
Yeah.
But she couldn't say nothing because her husband was...
Because her husband was stern, just being...
Yeah.
You know, trying to be the hard, oh, no, you're a boy. Boys act like this, blah, 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 blah. But, no, speaking of weird stuff, going back to the best friend, the kid who was in a cult, who was teased for being in a cult...
His mother was in it.
His mom was in it, and then she ends up with the leader?
She slept with the leader.
I can't even, even though you only saw a glimpse, you knew exactly what they were about to do. But my thing is, like, okay, yeah, okay, there are way too many stories of stuff like this happening. Like, you're in the middle of a ceremony, and then whoever's running the... thing, you know, you're convinced to do something like that. But it seemed like she was all for it because they were all, you know, in that mindset. But imagine what that'll do to a kid that impressionable, you know?
Yeah, and he was so shy.
Yep.
Did not know what to do for himself or life.
Mm-hmm.
He prayed, which was a so weird of a prayer for me.
To me, it didn't really seem any different than a normal prayer. The only thing was, and I say normal not in a general sense, but only because it was short and he just kept repeating the same thing.
Yeah, that's like you know? Having a subliminal message to yourself, like to control your emotions or something.
Yeah, but wouldn't that kind of be in the same wheelhouse as prayer? Like people use the same thing to calm themselves down?
Yeah, a prayer is a prayer.
Well,
you know, it doesn't matter from what religion or from where it's coming from.
Yeah, so...
But for him, that's the only prayer that he knows.
That's the only one that he knows. Because that's the only one that they were all saying. The only memory we got from that point was them during that ceremony, and that's all they said. Heavenly Mother, please, mm-hmm. Forgive our sins, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, this just seemed like, even though this is a very cultish thing, it reminded me of when I used to go to church a little bit. Only because you were required to say a certain number of prayers for whatever. But But yeah, he said, "I may not, believe in God in that way, but it, but it soothed him, you mm-hmm. know." So when he ended up almost in an alliance with the girl, it kind of I was like, "No, please don't fall for it," because we know that she's all for herself, right? Then yeah. we get to see her backstory, and her backstory, while
she lied.
And she basically slept her way to the top, even though she hated herself for doing it.
No. She wanted it. She wanted it. She would do anything to get on top. But the thing is, she was not straightforward saying how she got it, because it's distasteful.
Well, yeah, but she may have wanted the position, pun not intended. She may have wanted the position at the job.
Yeah, but ladies and gentlemen, if you see the show, you see the kind of position he's trying to say, not pun intended.
But
it's so hot.
But oh my god!
No, see, he's blushing right now. If you cannot see it, but he's blushing.
No, but she told you, like, she was willing to do it, but she hated the guy she was doing it with. Like,
yeah, because he was a jerk.
Exactly, he was a jerk, and he was married. Married. You know, but. She was working to, you know, to get in a certain position in that company, and
upon unintended,
and unfortunately, that, you know, that can be real. But her attitude towards life in general was, you know, it's all about her.
Yeah, because the way that we didn't see her first game, with the other people,
right,
and how she got to
how
be the
she
winner.
Survived.
Yeah, but on the second game. Between the wolf and the lamb.
Oh, yeah.
You see her true colors.
Yep. These games, like, I got to give it up. No, I got to give it up to the writer of this, because a lot of these games were very creative.
Very creative.
Very creative, very spooky. And
very elaborate.
And very elaborate, perfect word for it. I also got to give it up to the whoever was doing the CGI for some of the animals.
Yes.
Okay, because you could tell that they were working with a limited budget, but they did their thing with some of these animals, man. That bus scene.
I get props to Tokyo just to shut down the whole entire the area that was in.
Yeah.
You know, to stop everybody just to go to wherever.
Yeah.
If that's not the whole Tokyo is just a set. Yep. I give it up to the people who designed
everything.
The buildings and the
they are artists for real. They are artists for real. But I want to know what, like, I know we're jumping all around here, but that's usually what happens around here during a spoiler discussion.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and actually, when you watch these type of shows, it jumps everywhere anyway.
Yeah, like, you got to really piece some things together, but it's not like they didn't. They didn't tell us straight up what was happening.
Yeah.
But during the time of these games, the biggest clue started coming to fruition, and that was you have to work together. You have to be willing to work together. There are some things you can do on your own, but you have to be willing to work together. The hide and seek scene.
Yeah.
That was
the one with the horse?
Yes. The hide and seek scene, that was the first indicator of you cannot do all of this alone.
No, you had to work together.
You had to work together.
The first one.
You know, even the first one. But because it's a survival game, most people just want to live.
Yeah.
You know, they just want to live, and you got some who form friendships, who form bonds, only
alliances also,
and alliances after only knowing each other for a short time because they want to live. But during the bus scene. It's like, listen.
Don't get me started on the bus scene.
Talk about the bus scene.
The thing is that in the first three games, they go in it, you know, they figured it out. How is it and what's the plot and whatever.
Yep.
How the hell you don't figure it out that has the big-ass goal?
Goal? Because
of the bus.
Don't
tell me at the time they couldn't even see it, because every time they go to any building, they search everywhere, they look around, and they observe everything.
Yes, but at the same time, it's also graffiti. There was all that graffiti all over that bus. They weren't thinking of a straight up goal sign actually being the goal. Plus, it was a distance challenge, so yeah. They thought they had to go
running
further. But come to find out, twist: if you just stayed on the bus for about 10 minutes or so, all y'all would have been alive.
Yeah, but we will never know what's waiting for them.
No.
And you would never know who would die next.
During that flood. When that flood happened after, what was that thing? A jaguar or a panther?
It was a Black Panther.
Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
That threw me for a loop.
Because that twist with the goal and everything and the jaguar. That jaguar was the first time I jumped off my couch. Yeah. That panther was the first time I jumped off my couch because I was not expecting it, you know?
I thought it was like a demon dog coming out of there, but it was a panther. I'm like, holy shit.
That seemed kind of random.
Yeah.
Because you're in a city. You don't expect to see a what looks to be a wild panther just in a tunnel.
No. You know? That looked like a panther that was captivity on the zoo or something. That
right.
Got out because now he's like, yeah, freedom.
Yeah.
I get to eat humans
food,
now.
Food. But I think that might have been, like, when they really started figuring out what this, you know, what this game is, like, some goals are right in front of your face. Some you really have to work for, like, I kind of had a chuckle when they found the refreshment station during their little marathon run and how they had to go back. And then I was like, wait, so the whole time I was that like,
which that part, that scene, they was so smart not to drink that water.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because they don't know which one it was poison or not.
Right. So,
and
like,
they bring out the fresh water, and they shared it among each other.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the other team was trying to poison them or not telling them not to drink it,
mm-hmm.
but he still shared it. So,
I mean,
when it got to the panther part, I jumped. I'm a big guy.
Oh, you jumped too?
I jumped because I thought it was like a demon dog coming out of the darkness.
Right.
But when I see it was a panther, oh, I'm like, holy crap, they better run.
Yeah. But then the flood happened.
Yeah, that was a little bit extreme. Come on, man. They made it all the way to the goal.
that was a little bit extreme. This whole series was extreme.
Yeah, but I'm saying though, they ran the whole marathon. One guy got killed by the panther.
Yep.
I thought the panther was like, oh, sitting down, all full and everything. Like, yeah, 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 go ahead. But no, he got killed by the guy who's
eaten. Yeah, I'm kind of glad they didn't show all the gore. Like, you gotta save all the other stuff for the more extreme fights. But holy crap, man! Like I said, there was, and I'm not saying that. Because this is not horror. Anyone else that has seen this, they know that this has horror elements in it. But it's a very suspenseful thriller, and I think that's why I was hesitant to watch it at the beginning. Because it took me a while to actually watch it and get through it. You know, only because this is not always my genre. You know, even when watching anime, there are certain things I take my time with, depending on how extreme they are. That's just my personality. What about the okay? So the beach. What, like that? I mean,
I thought that was a safe zone for everybody.
You think, right?
Yeah.
You think, but if you've seen. If you've seen like things like The Walking Dead, you know it ain't gonna be safe for long. There's always gonna be something shady going down, and that's actually a trope of storytelling. Do not trust anybody. Basically, do not trust anybody. And if you've ever seen reality show competitions, don't trust anybody.
Don't make an alliance.
No, do not make an alliance. They will backstab you. You know what I'm saying? You know, but it's the beach scenes, like, that to me is...
See, but we went very far on this thing. Didn't talk about the hardship that this dude had to endure watching his two best friends.
Oh, yeah.
His two best friends.
The hearts, man.
Yeah. They got killed with the girl.
Yeah. But...
Even though the girl showed her true colors,
yeah,
he considered her as a friend.
I mean, yeah, after a while, she did like soften up, and I did feel bad for her at the end because you knew exactly where she stood at the beginning of this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't feel any kind of pity or anything for her at all. I did feel a little disgusted after that sex scene, but
at least he didn't die a virgin.
Is that yeah, that's your
remember,
own?
Remember what the guy said at the beginning of the thing?
Yeah,
because he was glad that there was nobody in there. He's like, "Well, you're gonna die a virgin."
Yeah.
Well, he died, but not a virgin.
I mean, if he was gonna do anything like that, I'd rather not be injured. Because he was, they couldn't get him any medical attention. He was burned. He thought this was karma. You know,
karma.
This was karma for all his past sins and stuff. And I'm like, man, I feel so bad for you. I am so sorry. Because that would have been that right there would have been me. Mm-hmm. His personality reminded me of me in stressful situations. I do not do well under pressure. You know.
Well, after they have the 3 days of visa.
The visa. Yeah.
Why they didn't go to any other places to get medical supplies?
I don't
first aid kit.
That's a good question. I don't know. Like you had three days of no games, nobody trying to kill you, anything like that. You should have gone to get medical supplies, but I don't think they thought of that.
No, they thought about food and weapons.
Yeah, that's it. Food, weapons. But shouldn't you? I mean, come on. If you've ever played a survival horror game, like Resident Evil, you gotta have your medical supplies on deck.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm very surprised that nobody, not one person, ever said, hey, I'm bleeding. Maybe we should get a first aid kit? Maybe we should, you know, someone did say maybe we should find a doctor. They did say that, but they never found one.
No, they started playing the game
right
with the hide and seek.
Right.
Which everybody, not everybody, because some of the people... They did die.
Right.
And the other ones that were survived that did help. Which, it bothers me about the blonde guy.
Why is that?
Okay. He's smart. He knows what's going on. But he doesn't do anything to nobody.
Yeah.
Doesn't say anything. Doesn't help.
No.
Well, he did help once.
Well, he's laying in the cut because he's... Throughout the entire show... This guy has been observing. He is reading people's body language. He's very, you know, he's very cunning, like very kind of
clever. He is clever.
He is very clever. He has no qualms in letting people know how clever he is. But the thing is, he is also very silent. Like the most I've heard him talk was during the end of the show, like the last couple episodes.
No, he was talking a lot. He was talking, you don't see his let's move it by his thoughts.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is like he didn't really like he was waiting to see what everybody else was going to do while he's formulating a plan to form alliances with other people for his own reasons, you know, which is basically to figure out what these cards mean.
Yeah, and then on the beach, in some scenes he was talking. He was formulating a plan.
Yep. And when he double crossed the main character with the safe, I'm like, wait a minute. There's a reason why he made him take the fall because he knew that something was up. And like I said, I'm sorry, we're going everywhere here, but it's just once again clever writing.
Yes,
clever writing.
Very clever writing. Very well executed.
Mm-hmm.
The twists and plots and. The gore and oh my god, so much head count.
Yeah, the head counts. Some people died for no reason whatsoever. So many people died for no reason. I think It's like one of those things where you have a casting call. It's like, okay, so what do I got to do? Oh, you're an extra. What do I got to do? Oh, you get shot.
Not only get shot, you just fall out the ground.
You just fall.
You're already dead.
Or you got to simulate being burned in a giant fire.
Yeah.
You know, but hey, you can clean up being an extra.
Yeah, you could do good money over there.
Depending on the... Now, this is a Japanese production, so I don't know exactly how much they're getting paid or anything, but I'm just saying, like, you can clean up as an extra. You know, but the amount of bodies hitting the floor though, it was astronomical in some places. Like, who is going to be left alive after all this? That's all I kept thinking. Like, you know, like obviously it was going to be the main character because he was the smartest one. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So they can't just kill him off because otherwise you lose your main, you know, and yeah, you have, you have others like the mountain climber who was dealing with her own thing about her father. And
which is weird. He left to the mountains,
mm-hmm.
and they don't know what happened with him.
Mm-hmm.
They say that he committed suicide, or he didn't bring oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's like very confusing on that part.
Yeah, get a little closer.
Oh.
Yep.
Right here?
Yeah, you're good.
I'm good now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it's just like during that time, like you see like the relationship with her and her father obviously was a good one, you know.
Yeah, very good one.
And because of that, she knew the lay of the land. She knew how to survive in stressful situations. I was a little taken aback when she snapped the rabbit's neck.
Yeah.
But you know, she got to eat, you know. And she was very nice. Like she wasn't standoffish or anything at all. And you could tell homeboy, the main character, doesn't really spend too much time in the house, has never spent time around women. So no.
Hasn't been spent time outside of the house either.
Not at all. So the idea to him, like, oh, I'm sleeping next to a girl is I'm like, dude, I'm sitting here like he could hear me. Like, man, look, nothing's going to happen. You're just sleeping. She's just making sure you don't get eaten up by mosquitoes. As you are slapping your face trying to go to sleep, that was funny.
Yeah.
That was one thing that generally gave me a laugh. There wasn't a lot to laugh about in this, not to me, you know? But, yeah, this is why she was my favorite character, though.
Mm.
You know, because she wasn't in it for her, in it for herself. She had her own very helpful set of, skills, and she had... You know, she was smart. I feel like that's why. I wonder how she is in the manga, because that makes me want to. This whole show actually makes me want to look up the manga and read some chapters for myself and see if there's any differences. Because you know, obviously, there's going to be cutouts and changes when you go from one medium to the next.
Yeah, you cannot go the same way as the books.
Because right, not exactly the same way.
You can't be the same because production value is not
right
there.
Mm.
And plus, it takes much longer to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Because you gotta, like Twilight. Twilight's not the same thing as the books.
Mm.
What else is not the same as the books?
Harry Potter's close, but there are things that they took out for time.
Yeah.
You know, like...
And there was another book.
There's a lot. There's so many we could... Most of the Disney films, let's put it this way. If, for those who don't know, if you're a Disney head and you like the way that Disney did their thing, just know most of their catalog are all based on books and they're all different. If they based it exactly like on the books, half that stuff wouldn't make it to theaters.
No.
You know?
No. It's like I said, the time, the production, and having everything, every single detail to come to, you know.
Yeah, it's not possible. But
no, it's not.
But that's also another reason why I kind of wish this was an anime as opposed to a live action, because there are things you can do in the animated space that you can't do, that you're limited by you know, for, you know, with real people. But that's not to say I want them to redo it, you know, as an anime. But if they do, I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't say no. I wouldn't object to it at all.
I would just, like, sit down and see an animation form just to see how much they push it.
Right. Oh, true.
You know, because you could push it as an animation, but as a real, you know, live action, you cannot because censorship and...
Well, yeah, but also, you're on Netflix, you got a little bit more freedom.
Yeah, on Netflix, you got a little bit more freedom, but you got to be careful.
Yeah, you really do. As you do in just about anything, you have to be careful because, you know, there are regulations.
Yeah.
You know, so, but as far as the, like... Did you find the one when we were not seeing so many deaths? Did you find the story easy to follow?
Yes.
Like why this is happening?
Yeah, the storyline is easy to follow. You can see everybody's backstory.
Mm-hmm.
Like the guy with the gun.
Mm-hmm. Which guy with a gun? There's a lot of guys with guns.
I know there's a lot of guys with guns, but I'm talking about the long hair guy.
Oh yeah.
The right hand of the other guy.
Yeah. Oh, that no. The when they got to the beach in the militant crew,
militant corps.
Yeah, the militant corps.
Yeah, the guy that the long hair guy with the gun.
Yep.
He had a backstory,
mm-hmm.
which everybody could relate. You know what I'm saying? You've been bullied before,
right?
And that prompts you to be.
You could go one of a few ways.
Yeah.
In that case, you know, in real life, you know, I am not. I myself was bullied as a kid, and I'm glad that didn't make me want to ever seek any kind of vengeance or anything. Like, I get mad, sure. I get mad, and I did get into a fight, like, once or twice, and I ain't a fighter. Let's put it this way. But at the same time, I'm glad I kept my wits about me. But I understand why some people... I can understand how some people snap, you know?
Yeah. And for this guy that... to turn evil, you know, and killing people for pleasure.
Basically for sport.
Not only for sport, for pleasure.
For pleasure.
You know, because he was very happy killing people.
Yeah.
Or hurting them or do whatever. Who else had a backstory?
A few of them had backstories, like short backstories, really.
Yeah, the main character had a backstory.
Yeah.
Shy kid got a backstory.
Yeah, their best friend, the blind, you know, the tall blonde.
He had very little. Yeah, had very little backstory.
Very little. Like when we see his backstory, he's mostly hanging with them.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but I'm talking about backstory, like dark secret backstories.
Hatter.
Hatter.
Yeah.
He's one of them.
I think it's kind of sad that he's the only one I like as far as names that I can recall, like right off the bat, because it's just a nickname. But yeah, his backstory was sad.
Yeah,
like how he went from you know
helping people,
entertaining people,
not only helping them, like keep them on having a normal life.
Yeah,
having a place to they could call home, and just because you found out a secret. I don't know how the hell.
Mm-hmm.
And killing people for their cards.
Yep.
You just want to be the only one to go back to the real war.
The power went to his head.
Not only that, he lost hope.
He lost he lost his humanity from that point on.
Okay.
You know, and once again, it reminds me of a scene from The Walking Dead, like season 4 or 5, I don't remember, but also the now she didn't get a backstory, but when we were first introduced to Hatter's like lackeys, you know, the women that were, you know, that were basically helping him, and we get introduced to the forensic specialist. I liked her at first. I thought she was robotic. Like, I thought she was, you know, just there.
I'm sorry to say this. I thought she was a bitch.
I thought so, too, at first.
Excuse my language, people.
I thought so, too, at first. But
how the hell are you going to, like, sit there with your hand crossed, You're out of the situation, you're gonna die.
Like, no, like during that test, the testing scene with the light bulb. Oh, look,
exactly, that's what I'm talking about. How are you gonna stand there with your hand crossed and with the sunglasses on?
Yo, and she would just chill. Like, yeah, we might die. You know, you're gonna follow this kid or not? But one thing I don't understand, and this is just a gripe of mine. Okay, there is this part of the scene where you are in a place that is filling up with water, electrical discharge all around you, and you touch one of the wires.
you're like, girl.
Let me see what is gonna happen. She gets barbecued. I'm like, wait a minute.
How dumb can you be?
I'm sorry. I think somebody wanted to just see somebody get shocked or something because.
Oh, they want us with some pork chop or bacon or
because
something.
Because extra crispy.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make sense to me how you cannot. There was nobody there that was blind, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't see anybody there with that kind of disability. But even then, you could still hear it. But
that's what I thought. That lady was blind because she had the sunglasses on.
Right, right. But nah, she's just looking cool.
Yeah, because trying to look cool.
Because you're on the beach and one of the rules is you got to wear a bathing suit at all times.
Which she didn't.
And you look and people look cool in their swimwear with just a pair of sunglasses. And she looked nice. She looked hot. But honestly, the one person during the game who touched one of the coils while there was electrical discharge coming out. I'm like, how do you not see that? Have you never gotten, like, you never knew what it was like to get shocked from a wire before? You know? But once again, old technology saved the day because of the incandescent light. Because new age light bulbs, since we're not using the same type, they don't get hot like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when they were doing this, when they were doing the experiments with the switches, he figured out that the light bulb may be on, but it's an incandescent light. So it'll still be hot, which means it's on.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So when that happened, I knew that was where he was going with it because we didn't see that light bulb go off. Not once. I mean, turn on, like shine like one time.
See, what pissed me off is that. Oh, sorry. What pissed me off was that the lady knew already the answer.
Yeah, but it was a test. What did she say when they first met? They were like, "This is a good way to test you."
Mm-hmm.
And
that's between them two.
Right.
Other people needed to know.
Yeah.
And fast.
Yeah.
Because they was panicking like crazy.
Yeah. And rightfully. I mean, if you were in that situation, test or not. That's stressful because it's not a simulation.
No.
You know?
It's like the stupid girl. Touch, you dead.
Yeah, exactly. So, but like I said, I think it was one of those cases where, and once again, maybe I got to read the manga, see if that scene's in there, you know? But it's like
a scene of the fly. Ooh, right? Bright.
Yeah, she was the fly. Yeah. Zap. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. What was the other? Well, inside the beach,
mm-hmm.
when they had to find the witch,
that
was very hard to swallow.
Yeah. Finding out,
not pun intended.
Finding out more about the way the game works. I'm kind of glad they saved that for the end.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a mystery to this, and they kept it, and they kept us guessing until the very end. But when we find out that they are her and the and her best girlfriend, they were the dealers of these games, and what exactly that entails, I gotta give it up to them because once again. It was a heart game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like, and it's like, wait a minute. I know y'all are getting desperate. Your leader just died, all this stuff, but no one's really paying attention to the suits anymore. They're just seeing that somebody's got to be somebody's a witch. So we got to seek out and kill whoever we think is the witch. But it had nothing to do with that. It was all emotional. If they had figured out from the jump, though, because that episode was 53 minutes long, almost almost a straight hour. So they had to do some padding to fill that out, right? Because if they figured it out from, like, say, within the first 10 or 20 minutes, then you're shortening an episode. They've given them a lot of time for these things to develop. So I can understand that, but it was very upsetting to me that nobody was thinking about the suit. They were only thinking about the term witch hunt. You know?
Not only that, it's like, it's the same way as the tunnel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The answer was literally right there.
It was right there. And how the hell, this is another thing that, like, stupidity comes to life.
All
right,
talk about it.
You're killing a whole lot of people. You're carrying them outside and burning them.
Yep.
Why the hell is she still in the floor?
Nobody.
She's still on the floor.
Yeah, nobody thought to burn her. They just said that
They burned everybody else.
But they had this real writing wise. They had to save that for the end. But why did nobody figure that out until they were already either dead or beaten to a bloody pulp?
Mm-hmm.
But then, if we knew that from the get go, then we wouldn't have learned more about their backstory with Hatter and everything else. So I guess that makes sense. But once again, just like the bus, the answer was right there. She was the witch. She knew it, so she had to sacrifice herself. And it made me sad because no problem. Because not only did she have to sacrifice herself, but so did her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
But if she hadn't have done that, we wouldn't have known about the dealer and everything. Even though looking at the looking back on it now, they did tell us something in that video, like early on when we first see them recording with the phone and everything. So, it's one of those things that you really have to pay close attention to. And I bet if I were to go back to it, there would still definitely be stuff that I would miss. But
And definitely, people, I would recommend for y'all to see it yourselves.
Yeah, definitely.
Because we are talking about it. We're talking about our best scenes and scenarios and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We're not going through episode by episode.
We're just jumping from one thing to another,
and going back to the same thing.
Going back, because there's still things that you think about. It's like, oh wait, it was there.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah, right. and truly, truly, you got to see this.
So what would you rate it from, like, 1 to 10?
I rate it as a 9.
A 9?
A 9.
Ooh, that's high.
I rate it as a 9 because I'm going to wait for the second season because they're going to introduce the face cards, and I want to see how they're going to top.
How they going to top season 1?
No, how they're going to top all other games that they went through.
Yeah, I only knew there was going to be a season 2 because I had looked, because I had looked it up before finishing the show, But part of me wanted it to end at season 1. Really, part of me wanted me to, because I was like, these people have gone through so much. These young adults and these kids have gone through so much in this show. Give them a break. Can we give them a break? No breaks. We just more games. This time with face cards.
Yeah, this is gonna be like much brutal.
Fine.
Excuse me. Much brutal.
Yeah.
Than the other ones.
Yeah.
I hope.
Rock my baby
on the treetop.
That's a weird song. I know.
We laughing because we're hearing strange noises, and I'm thinking about this apartment is haunted, but my wife fall asleep. I told them to put a warning on that chair. There's three things that might happen. You fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get up.
Mm-hmm.
What was the third one that she said?
You can't move.
You can't move.
You can't move. Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, going back to this.
Yeah. So you rated a 9, huh?
I rated a 9.
I gotta give it an 8. I'm not gonna, I'm not gonna give it a full nine. I'm gonna give it an eight because there were certain things that I just found kind of jarring about it, and that is probably just my own personal gripe, because there were things in there that were very obvious. But as far as the character,
come on, if it's obvious to us, it's because we're smarter. Yeah.
It's just,
you know, we had common sense, and plus we're not even in there.
Yeah, true. But it's just, you know, it's just, man, the body count was too large.
Way too high. I lost count at the second episode.
And then when they started, burning bodies, yo, come on, you know, just look at it. Pay attention to the suit. You know the rules, or at least we as the audience know the rules. I can't say that for everyone, but you know. It's
okay. I'm gonna ask this because I don't know anybody else gonna ask this in any other podcast. But have you seen any one of those characters take a shower?
No, I've just seen them jump in the pool. That's about it.
I've never seen them jumping in the pool. I've never seen none of them taking a shower.
There was a pool. Remember?
There was a pool. There was a whole lot of people in there. I'm talking about the character.
Oh, you're talking about the main character.
Yes, exactly.
No. There had to be some indication that they had to have cleaned themselves.
Yeah, they just cleaned themselves.
But we never actually, and not to say you want to see it, just they've been running out in the, you know, out in the open. They've been sleeping in the woods. There's no, I don't see.
They'll be having the same clothes for 3 days.
Except
for the climber, because I seen her change clothes.
Right. So it stands to reason that she had showered at some point.
Yeah.
Or bathed at some point.
Or you know, do the cut bath.
Right.
Take a rag and you know.
Right. She's a survivalist. Yeah. So she probably already. But.
By him.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen him in a shower.
No. No. Seen him get tied up, seen him get punched out, seen him, seen him get bloody noses, cracked everything, you know, but no bathing.
But towards the end, he's freshly so clean.
I.
How does that happen?
I can't.
Because explain. Of the ass whooping make you want to take a shower?
I mean, probably. I think that's where we're going to end it. But honestly, this was a wild ride of a show, and it's actually the first live action review we've done on Otaku Labs. I just figured that since it was based on a manga and it was based on this property, that it just made sense. But let me know what you think about have you seen Alice in Borderland? Did you like it? Have you read the manga? If you have read the manga, let us know. You can find us on all major podcast platforms, everywhere at On the Brain ENT. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere at On the Brain ENT. And I just want to thank my boy Gorilla for joining us tonight for the review.
Thank you for having me. And also comment below on this. To see if I'm doing a great job or not, because this is my second time doing this.
We gotta give him a hand. This is his second time doing
second
this.
Second time, and I'm trying to get like a little bit looser.
Trying to get a little more comfortable behind the mic.
Yeah, behind the mic, because I don't rap. I don't rhyme, I don't, you know, do any acting or anything like that.
Neither do I. But dude, you're just being you. Point is just to be you. When you get behind that mic, you just be you.
That's the thing. We have to keep it PG-13, though.
You're the one that decided to. I didn't take
a hand
to.
I didn't decide it. My wife was the one who told me to be PG-13. So I got to respect my wife.
Important lesson for life.
Yes. Happy wife, happy life, people.
But keep it 100 for both. But anyway, man, just want to thank you. You'll definitely be back on another episode very soon.
Oh, cool.
We're gonna have a lot to talk about. You're gonna be on more than one podcast.
Yes. I hope we talk about the other TV show that I watched, Sweet Home.
Sweet Home?
Sweet Home.
You like it?
Oh, my God. That was amazing.
All right.
That was the first one that I watched before... Alice in Borderlands.
Before Alice in Borderlands. Well, yep. Hey, maybe we'll check it out.
All right.
Well, in the meantime, guys, I want to just thank you all for listening. Thank you for joining us in the Otaku Labs. And hope everyone is staying happy, healthy, and safe.
Peace.
With that being said, this is Elder Tenchi. That was Gorilla. And we bid you peace, love, and never be normal.
Never.